Right now it is time to check sports. We kick off our sports with a check on what's going on at Saratoga with Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How'd you do last weekend at Saratoga?
I think we hit one. I got my picks, but I don't have the results. I think we hit something on Saturday that paid pretty good, but I don't remember for sure.
All right. So what's it's going to be a perfect day weather-wise today, tomorrow and Sunday. Today there might be some thunderstorms.
Yeah, it rained yesterday, screwed up the late pick four. Last two pick fours I played up at Saratoga. One got canceled because of gate failure. They couldn't get the gate off in time, so they made it a no race, and it was the first race of the pick four, so there was no pick four. And then yesterday, the last two races came off the turf after the first pick four race. They became alls, so the pick four yesterday paid $3.60 every time you had it. Unbelievable things going on today. Saratoga today, the seventh race is the Curlin. This is for lightly raced horses that might be heading towards the Travers. It's a mile and an eighth on the dirt, so this is for like late blooming 3-year-olds this year. Nine are expected to run tomorrow. It seems there's a fair amount of speed in here to keep everything honest. So with the three horses I'm going to be looking at, one is the two-horse Gilded Age. This horse ran in the United Arab Emirates Derby back in March, which is a prep over there for the Kentucky Derby. Prior to that, this horse was running in New York and Kentucky, running decently. Broke his maiden at Churchill Downs last November. So after the trip over to Dubai, the horse came back to run at Churchill on closing weekend. Ran on the 4th of July, ran very impressively. This horse closed from two spots before last. It was ninth by 16 lengths and came back to win the race. So that was a real impressive run by this horse. Trained by Billy Mott. I'm sure he's aspiring to get into the Travers with this horse, and he's a 10-1 morning line. Another horse looking at is the 9 Artorias, trained by Chad Brown. When does Chad Brown not have a horse in the stake at Saratoga? This horse just broke his maiden, never been two turns. Ran a 6-furlong sprint out of the box at Keeneland, ran second, came back and run a mile on June 10th at Belmont, won pretty impressively. At 7-2, I would use this horse in my number, but I wouldn't go too deep on it because it doesn't have a lot of seasoning, especially going around two turns. My top pick is going to be the 7 Creative Minister. This horse ran third in the Preakness, came back in the Belmont, and ran fifth, got beat by 12. But that's not real bad because Nest, who ran second in that race, the filly, she came back last week in the Coaching Club Oaks, and just ran a tremendous race. Really, really big race for Nest last week. So that flatters Creative Minister. Creative Minister is training well for McPeak, so it looks like there's no rust on this horse either coming out of the Belmont. And should be a pretty impressive horse tomorrow if all things go the right way. So the 7 Creative Minister, the 9 Artorias, and the 2 Gilded Age are my plays for today in the Curlin. Tomorrow, two races we're looking at. One is the 8th race. It's the Vanderbilt. 6 horses line up in here. You have a morning line favorite in here of 1-5 and Jackie's Warrior. Jackie Warrior is going to go to the front and go as far as he can go. It does seem that there's other speed in here to push him a little bit. And Saratoga is known as the graveyard of favorites. I don't pick 1-5s, so I'm going to go with one horse in here. That's Knee Deep in Snow. This horse looks like it has some tactical speed, has some decent speed, but also has the ability to rate a little bit. Coming from the rail, this horse has two choices, go to the front or sit. Go to the front against Jackie's Warrior's Suicide. Matt Scherer won a nice race yesterday. He's got a small barn, but he's running pretty well. This horse was prepping very nicely at Churchill Downs. I think this horse is going to sit and try to get a trip from the rail to beat Jackie's Warrior, and this horse is 12-1. So, needless to say, I'm going with the 12-1 horse in here in the Vanderbilt with Knee Deep in Snow. And remember, last year, at least I do, I picked the winner of the Vanderbilt, paid $73. So, keep the faith. Maybe we'll catch another one here. Won't pay $73, but maybe you'll get $20-25 for this one. The second race for tomorrow is the Jim Dandy, which is the official prep for the Travers. This is a grade 2 going a mile and an eighth on the dirt. There's a real light field in here. There's only five horses showing up. The four horse, early voting, this horse is coming out of the Preakness, like the horse that we picked today. Creative Minister came out of the Preakness and went to the Belmont. This horse went to the Preakness, has been on the shelf since. He won the Preakness impressively for Chad Brown. He's going to be sitting near the front. This is going to be a real tactical race. There's not a lot of speed in here. So I think that early voting has a big, big edge with the early speed that he has. So my top pick in here is going to be early voting, and this horse is by Gunrunner, won the Preakness. Distance isn't a problem with the mile and an eighth, so the 8-5 might be the favorite because there's only five in here. Early voting is going to be my top play, but to make the price, I'm going to go with the 3, Tawny Port, underneath. This was my play in the Derby. He was the other 80-1 shot, who ran 7th and got beat by 4 lengths, came back off of that to win the Ohio Derby pretty impressively, has some nice 1-minute, 5-furlong works up at Saratoga for Brad Cox, and Brad Cox is slowly becoming the giant killer, if you can call him a giant killer, because he's been winning races, albeit without favorites. He won the Haskell last week, and the horse paid $17. So Tawny Port is my chance to upset tomorrow in the Jim Dandy with the 4-horse early voting to round out my exacta. Some light fields up at Saratoga tomorrow, but some pretty decent races.
All right, and how much longer do we have to go?
5 weeks.
Jeez. Seems like it comes and goes so quickly.
This weekend is used to be the official opening weekend for Saratoga. But since everything else has popped in and made more of everything a little bit worse, they've already run for 3 weeks, but yep. This used to be the end of July, last weekend in July used to be the opening weekend for Saratoga. It was only a little more than 1 month, but now they're stretching it closer and closer to 2 months.
Now, what about the Travers?
Travers is the weekend before Labor Day.
All right, and what about that other one down at Monmouth?
It ran last week, the Haskell. I mentioned that today.
Oh, that did run. Okay.
Yeah, it was a garbage race. That's why I didn't do it. They had a favorite that was 3-5, Jack Christopher. Horse never been two turns, ran real bad. Bobby Baffert had what I thought was the best horse in the race, but Mike Smith gave the horse a ride like he had a blindfold on. He gave up the rail to go 4 wide, and the winner came right up the rail to beat him. Real bad ride by Mike Smith in that race. And a local owner, Al Gold, had the winner of the race in Cyberknife, and he paid $17. But he's a local guy that got into horses and spends a whole lot of money on horses.
All right, Mike, we'll see how your picks make out.
We'll try our best. Some light fields at Saratoga, but you never know. You could get prices up there.
It's still Saratoga.
Saratoga. I might be heading up there in a week or two for a couple days during the week.
All right. Well, just let us know.
Yeah, I got to find a hole with some money in it to do it, though.
I've been looking for that hole myself.
It's evasive.
And very evasive. My holes are always filled with dog poop.
Mine are filled with cat.
All right. Mike, take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Causey with the Saratoga picks today, taking a look at other sports of other sorts in baseball. Let's go down the full list of games that happened yesterday. The Astros beat the Mariners 4-2. The Orioles down the Rays. I tell you, playing good, 3-0. The Marlins over the Reds 7-6. The Yankees beat the Royals by a score of 1-0. Let me see how they got their one run. Okay, Aaron Judge. You know, if the Yankees are going to win 1-0, you just know deep down inside, without even going there, I said to myself, "Wow, the Yankees won 1-0. I wonder if it was Aaron Judge. He has been carrying them on his back all season long, and it didn't change last night." So I guess we do have something to pick to play. Let's go to the pitch and the play.
High fly ball, left center. Taylor on the run, on the track, at the wall. He's done it again. see ya! A walk-off home run by Aaron Judge, and the Yankees win 1-0.
Well, send it to Bob, Michael. You called it. Aaron Judge is 39th. What a way to win the game. A walk-off for Aaron Judge.
39th. 39th home run. Yeah, it's just funny. I looked at the score. I said, he couldn't have been. He didn't hit another home run. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we'll go on now and take a look at other scores that happened yesterday outside of that. The Phillies over the Pirates 8-7. The Blue Jays over the Tigers 5-3. Red Sox over the Guardians 4-2. The Dodgers 13. The Rockies nothing. Rangers over the Angels 2-0. The Giants over the Cubs by a score of 4-2. Coming up today, the Mets take on the Marlins. Let's see here. The Yankees take on the Royals, and the Red Sox take on the Brewers. The Brewers. All right. So that is a check on sports and Saratoga for this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.